Okay, today is Daf Chaf Hey. We're on Chaf Dal and Rebeis, third line from the bottom. Amr of Sheshes, and today's shiur is sponsored for Rafua Shalema for Noam Binyamin Ben Dina Nili. Okay. Amr of Sheshes. Hare Shehoisa Eno Simuya. If somebody's, the person was already blind. The Eved was already blind. V'chatita. But you actually knocked the eye out of the socket. But it was already blind. So Eved Yotze Behem L'cheres. The Eved goes free. That's considered knocking out his eye. Goes free. My time of why? Because Mechusar Averhu. He's missing an Aver now. Even though he couldn't use it before, it didn't work, whatever it is, whatever that means, he's missing an Aver, it goes free. V'tana Tuna. We also learned that in a Brisa. Because it says, Tamus V'zachrus B'behema. There's such a thing as a behema, an animal, a male, an animal. If it's an animal, it has to be a male. It has to be a male. Some animals, some korbanos have to be a male. You can't use a female. Also, no animal could be a mum for a korban. Tamus means without a mum. Vizachrus, male, bebehema. Vein tamus vizachrus beofos. There's no such requirement that, first of all, a bird has to be a male or a female. It doesn't make a difference. And also, there's no mums by a bird. A bird is a mum. It doesn't make a difference. The only thing is a bird can't be missing an aver. Can't bring a brewer with 1 foot, something like that. But it doesn't make a difference if it has a mum. Ve'ein tamus v'zachrus ba'ofos, yachal yavsha gapa. I would think if the wing dried up, nokta ragla, nechatzitza eina, that what? That if it's still kosher, Talmud lomar, min ha'of. It still says min ha'of, v'lo kol ha'of, not the entire oaf. So what do you see? What do you see from here? That supports what we just said, that losing an eye, even if the person's blind, is considered a missing of an aver. Amar b'chia bar ashi, amar rav. Haisilo yisera. What if the Evan had an extra limb? Had an extra finger? It's such a thing. My daughter told me the driving teacher has 6 fingers. You know that guy?
No, I've not seen him.
The driving instructor, as he goes to the same driving instructor, this guy has 6 fingers. That happens. The guy has 6 fingers, and he cuts off one. Is that considered as it? Does the Eved go free? Eved, Yotze Ben Lecheres. He does go free. He doesn't, that's an extra finger. So what? Amr of Huna, Fahu, Shenesperis Al Gaviad. That's only true if it lines up with the other fingers. Rashi just tries to Beshura Shara, I suppose. That's to line up with the other fingers. Otherwise, it's not a finger. It's just some kind of growth.
Okay, even if it's not a finger, is it up to him to decide whether he can or not?
It's up to the Torah. I'm not saying you don't have to pick. He's an Eved. So there's a rule in the Torah that if you knock out an Eved, one of his Rosh Evarim, he goes free. Yeah. If he has a finger that doesn't line up with the other finger, it's not a finger.
Right.
So you smack the Eved in the face. Is that a nice thing to do? No, it's not. Does he go free for that? No, he doesn't. Same thing over here. Is it a nice thing to do? No. Is it one of the things that gets him to go free? No. If it lines up, then yes. Next. Savi de Nizuna, the elders of Nizunya, lo asi le pirkei de Rav Chisda. They didn't show up to the shir of Rav Chisda. Amar le l'Rav Hamnuna, zil tzan inhu. Go check this out. Go find out. Why didn't they come up to my... There's more here than meets the eye. It doesn't make sense. They got so upset. They didn't come to a shir. Azal Amalahu, my time was Rabban Lapirka. How come we didn't come to the shir? They told Rav Hamnuna, Am I Nasi? Why should we come? We asked Rav Chisda a question, he didn't give us an answer. We should go to his shir. He doesn't help us out. He doesn't give us answers. Amalahu, mi be isu minai, mi did lo pashinalahu. Did he ever ask a question that he didn't answer? What ever happened that he didn't have an answer? You think it's some hashkafa thing. No one has answer for Hashkafa, right? No one knows any. No one can give you an answer. Like, why do bad things happen to good people? Nobody has an answer for that. That is what bothered the guys, right? No, it's not what bothered them. Boy, listen to this. Eved Shaser So Rabu bebates him Mahu. If an Eved, a master that does that to his Eved, he takes away his ability, takes away his bates him.
Why did he kick him?
No, I don't know. He did an operation, he did something. I don't know what he did exactly, but that's the result. Mahu, what's the story? Mum shebegoloi dummy? Is that a mum shebegoloi? Which we learned that the only time you go free is a mum shebegoloi. Olo, or not. Or it's not a mum shebegoloi. So Rashi says, the last wide line, he says, Shaharei, Mumsh Rav God, Shaharei, Teluyin Bekis, they're hanging in a bag, V'nikarim Mibachutz, and you can see them, right, so it's Galoy, oh, low, or not, Ho Utumunim B'Soch HaKis, but they're really inside. So are they hidden or they're not hidden? Right, so we learned, if you do some surgery on some Eved, and you take away his appendix, he doesn't go free for that. It's not considered going free. You give him a mum. It's a mum. It's an internal thing. It doesn't count. What about this? So, lo havi biyade. Hitaka didn't know. Or from Nuna didn't know. So, amale, mashrabecha, what's your name? Amale, alu hamnuna. My name is hamnuna. Amale, laf hamnuna, ela karnuna. Karnuna comes from the word corner. Like, yeah, you're one of those guys that sit in the street corner. Doesn't do anything all day long. That's what you are. You're like a guy who sits in the street corner.
Like a bum?
Yeah, like a bum. That's what he called him. Asala kamedra chista, amale, masnisa bai minach. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mefarish Mishnah, this question. Now, where's the Mishnah? In Mesechtas Negoim. The Tnan, because we learned, Esrim va'arba roshi evarim sheba adam, kulam ein metamin mishum michya. There are 24 evarim of a human being that cannot have tzaras on it. Michya means tzaras. Rashi says, it can't have tzaras. Shame echad min hanegoyim. The word michya is the name of one of the megoyim. Kedetziv, like it says in this week's parsha. Umichyas basar chai b'seis. Fiksiv ba l'chol mare enei hakohen. That the kohen has to come and see the nega. Shetehe kula nira ka'achas. It could all be seen in one glance. If let's say you have a tzaras on the finger, on the top of the finger, and it starts over here and it goes to the other side of the finger. So you could look this and see the whole thing, but you really have to see it in two stages. Once you have to do it, see it in two stages, it can't be tzaras. Has to be that the kohen can see the whole mum in one stage. So the whole tzaras in one stage. So the guy has a thing on his back. He takes off his shirt, and the kohen will look at it. The guy has it on his arm. The kohen will look at it. But if it's on his finger or a toe, you can't really see the whole thing at one glance. Not tzaras. So what are the 24? So Rashi continues, prat lemichya shu makam hameshupa. That excludes a potential tzaras on a sloping part of the body.
Like an elbow?
Well, an elbow you could straighten out. A finger you can't. An elbow you could straighten out that the coin could see. Is it a mum or not? But if it's on a finger and it goes on both sides of the finger, how can he see that in one shot?
But the other side of the elbow he can't. So you have to turn it around.
What do you mean?
You have to go like this for him to see.
You mean it's on both?
Right.
Okay, so... Yeah. You can't see the beginning of the nega and the end of the nega at one shot. What are these 24 places? Eluheim. Rosh Hetzbos, the Dai of Raglaim. Fingers and toes, that's 20. Rosh Hetznayim, top of the ear. Rosh Hetchotem, top of the nose. Rosh Hetgvia, the male member. And Rosh Hetdadim, Sheba Isha. A woman... her breasts. That's it. Those are only 24.
We had the most famous case that you always bring out.
The ras on the breast. The baby.
Exactly.
The baby.
No.
Doing a breast.
I hear you. I hear you. So maybe for a baby, it's so small, it's not an issue.
What? Yeah. The most classic case.
It's a good question.
Yeah. That's why for a woman's breast, but not a man's.
Oh, well, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af b'ish, even a man's breasts.
Ah.
Even a man, if he has them. Such a thing. Yeah. Anyway, V'tani Allah, and we learned about this Mishnah, V'kulam Eved Yatzeh Behem L'Cheiris. On all these 24,
by the way, it's 26.
By a woman. On all these 24, the Eved goes free. Okay? All these, the Eved goes free. Whatever you can be Tzaras, so what do we have now? One of the 24 is a member, the male member.
Yeah.
That will go free. Rebbe Omer, Afas Sris. Even a Sris. What is a Swiss?
Eunuch.
Swiss means that you make somebody.
Eunuch.
Exactly. You make a eunuch, which is exactly our case. Our case was, if somebody does that to somebody, to do two nefes, does he go free? Rebbe said in black and white, Afa Swiss. Now, obviously, the Tanakhama and the other Manda Amar here, Rebbe Yehuda, didn't agree with that. So the answer is, it's a machlokas.
Right.
It's a machlokas. According to Rebbe, yes. If you do that to your Evan, he does go free. And according to the other Tanoim, it doesn't go free.
Rabbi Yehuda should have said in the first place.
What?
It's Rabbi
No, Ravuna didn't say he didn't know.
He,
exactly. He didn't know. Came to Rav Chisra. What do you mean he didn't know? It's a Farish Mishnah. Benazir Omer Af HaLashon, even the tongue.
That's only when you stick it out of
there. Okay, even the tongue. We'll get to the tongue in a minute. Now, Omer Mar, we just said a second ago, that Rebbe Omer Af HaSris. Even a Sris. Sris Demai. What kind of Sris are we talking about over here? Elam a Sris de Gid. If it's a Sris of the Gid, Hainu Gvia. The other Tanayim didn't dispute that. That a Taraz can't be on the male member, and that also lets him go free. You ruin that, he goes free the Evan. So then it'd be also a Sris. What's he adding? Right? Elalav, Sris debates him. It must be, he's talking about that kind of Sris. So what do you see? It's a machlokas. He included that, and the other Tanayim didn't include that. It's a Beferish Mishnah.
How do you inspect that anyway?
What do you mean?
How do you inspect
that? We're not talking about that for Taraz now. So, and by the way, those limbs that don't count for Taras, because you can't inspect it, those same ones, it goes out free. And by the way, also a Sris, that's how to do Taras now, it also goes free. Also a woman's thing, also a tongue. So what kind of Sris is that? It can't be the same Sris, it can't be the male member, because no one disputed that one. What do you mean, Afa Sris? It must mean another part of the body. What part of the body? The Beitim. So what do you see? It's a Farish Machlokas. Rebbe Omer Afasris, Rebbe Lashon Lo, Rebbe not said tongue not. What did Rebbe say? The Sris, not a tongue. Benazeh said also the tongue. Vermini, Harimishaya Mazeh, if somebody sprinkling the Paraduma, sprinkling, the Nitazeh Haza Al Piv, and what if it lands on your mouth? Rebbe Omer Hazaya, it's good. Chacham Omer Lo Hazaya, it's not good. Or what if the sprinkling of the paradum on you has to hit your body? So if you open your mouth and the water goes in your mouth, that's not good. It has to be outside of your body.
Exposed
part. Exposed. What about your lip? They have a machlokas about that. Right? My lav al lashono. Are they arguing about the tongue? Lo al svasav on the lips. It's a svasav pshita. The lips, it's obvious. Why is it obvious? The question here is the they thought it was the tongue because they want to know, is it internal or external, the tongue? So really, it's a little bit of both, right? A little bit of both. So that I understand they're arguing about. What are they arguing about? The lip.
Yeah.
Pshit, it's obvious. No. Maldetain, right? Because just like you can't have an internal damage to the Evid, doesn't let him go free. An internal hazaya also doesn't count. So I thought, one said the tongue, one said not the tongue. That makes sense. Is the tongue internal or external? The lip? Why is the lip internal? Why? So, ma'adatema, zimnen dechalim svaset. You could bite your lip and suck your lip in, and therefore it's considered internal. Kamash malan comes along. This machlokas here, kamash malan, that Rebbe holds, it's considered external, and therefore if you sprinkle on the lip, it's good. Vatanya, one second. Vatanya alashono. But it said, we have a braisa that says on the tongue. That's the machlokes. V'od, also Tanya, v'shinitel rov haloshen. If somebody removes most of the tongue, Rebbe Omer, rov hamadaber b'lashono. The tongue you speak with, the part that you speak with. So, Rebbe holds, clearly here, that a tongue is makom shebegalui. It's exposed, right? So then why don't you go free if you knock that out? If you knock out someone's tongue, why doesn't he go free? So Ella, Rebbe Omer, Sris, you're right. Rebbe said Sris. Velomi buy a lashon. And then of course a lashon, of course it goes out free if you do that. No question about that. I'm also eating on a Sris.
Then tells us that it's gotta be an Aver.
What?
It's gotta be an Aver according to the Torah, no?
No. As a matter of fact, we're gonna see in a few minutes, where do we get the idea that you go out with Rosh Eivarim? Did we do that yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it yesterday, right? The Torah only says Shein V'ayin. Where do we get off? You knock off someone's pinky, he goes out free. Where'd that come from? Yeah. So we learned it yesterday. It was a whole drasha. Yeah. Right? So it's not so befeirish. So now what's included? So what's included is the 24 for sure. Now what about these like quasi areas? The tongue, the beitzim. So there's machlokas about that.
Why are they not comparing it to the eye? I mean, the eye, when your eyelids are covered, then it sits internal, but...
Interesting. Well, the Torah sits straight out the eye.
Someone, yes, but you can learn from the...
Someone actually asked that question. I forgot who asked. Someone asked that question. One of the Rishonim asked that question. I don't remember what they gave the answer. It's a good question. I don't know. Benazi Omer, Lashon, the Lashon, yeah, right? I will sris low, but not the sris. So my af. What does it mean, af, also? Also the tongue. What does it mean, also? Yeah, you know what it means? Also, Akamaisa, on the first 24. Someone said 24. Then if you heard the said, the tongue, I don't have to even mention that. And even a sris. And comes along, and even the tongue. Right? Ihachi naktimei debenazeh bereisha. So Benazeh should have been put first. Right? Because he's only speaking on the tongue. And then Behuda, tongue for sure. And also the Swiss. What's out of order? Tana shama le Rebbe. So the answer is that the Tana learned Rebbe. Vikava. And he established Rebbe in this Mishnah. Right? Then Vishama debenazeh. Then he heard Benazeh say something. Vitani. And he learned that. And he memorized it. And he taught it to the Talmidim. And they memorized it. We have a rule. Once a Mishnah is written, even though it's out of order, we leave it the way it is. Which is another one of the 100 funny rules by Mishnayos. Another one of these funny rules, which doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Right? It doesn't make sense. Lozu afsu. None of this makes any sense. That's how Mishnayos will learn. And the fact that it was learned this way trumps the fact that it doesn't really make sense. Right?
They have to memorize it.
What?
They have to memorize it.
Because they did memorize it already. That's the point. Right. They did memorize it already. They already memorized it. They already learned it.
Right. So that's they want to
mess it up. It doesn't make sense. Well, we know that. Yeah. We're well aware of that.
Trump doesn't make sense.
What?
That Trump doesn't make sense.
I know. We're going to have to retire that word.
Yes.
Yeah. Amar Ula. Hakal modim b'loshen le'inyan tuma degaluhu etzal sheretz. Let's say somebody touches a sheretz with their tongue, which could be, could do such a bizarre thing. And if you do such a bizarre thing like that, you're tamei. No one disputes that. Now, if you somehow touch a sheretz with some inner organ, you don't become tamei. How could that be? I don't know. You swallow it? I don't know. My taima. Why? Ashigavo machmana v'hai nami bar negiyahu. Right? It's something you can touch. Right? Le'inyan tevila, but regarding tevila, ketamandami, it's considered concealed. What does that mean? My taima. Why? In other words, if you go to the mikvah, and you're not allowed to have any chatzitza on you, you're not allowed to have any chatzitza on you, if there's a chatzitza on your tongue, it's okay. Why? Because it's considered internal.
Keep your mouth
closed. 1 minute. My taima, v'rachatz besar b'mayim, amar rachmana. Ma besar be'avroi, af kol me'avroi. Only external. Lo nechluku el inyan hazah. The only issue was, what about when you sprinkle with the paraduma? Rebbe medamele l'tumah. Rebbe said it's more compared to tumah. Therefore, if the paraduma hits the tongue, it's good. Rabbanan medamele l'tfila, and the Rabbanan more compared it to tfila, and therefore it's not good. And they both learned it out from the exact same pasuk. It says, "V'hiza hatar al tamei," right? "V'hiza hatar al tamei." Rebbe Savar, it says like this: "V'hiza hatar al tamei." The tar person will sprinkle the tamei person. "Hazah hatar al tamei yom hashlishi yom hashvi." "V'hazah hatar al tamei." The tar person will sprinkle of the tamei person yom hashlishi. Ubiyamashvi v'cheto. What's v'cheto? And v'cheto means he'll become pure, right?
Chet means he sinned.
Yeah, but it means to be pure. The here means to be pure, right? Or because he sinned. So the word cheto is compared to the word hazah, right? And therefore, it includes even something that's concealed. For Rabban and Savri. V'cheto b'yom ha'shvi v'chiveis b'gada v'rachatz b'mayim. He learns the pasuk, he puts a comma in a different place. Therefore, the hazah is compared to the tefillah, and therefore, just like tefillah, you don't need it, so to hazah you don't need it also. It's considered internal. Rabbanan nami nedamis l'tumah. So why didn't the Rabbanan compare it to tumah? Because mitahir mitahir ha'isal l'melef. It's better to compare things to pure things, not to impure things. Rabbi nedamis l'tfilah. Why didn't Rabbi compare it to tfilah? Because v'chibes begad of hifseke inyan. To learn it the Rabbanan's way, it really goes against the pasuk side of the pasuk, and therefore I don't want to do it like that. Now, the savar Rabbi l'inyan tfilah ketaman dami. Does Rabbi really hold that regarding tefillah, regarding going to the mikvah, it's considered internal, and therefore what? And therefore it doesn't have to have, if you have a problem with it, it's okay because it's internal?
In the pierced tongue, it's okay.
It would be okay? The answer is it's not okay. But here's why not. Lamar Ravin, Amar of Ada, Amar of Yitzchak, Maisa b'shivcha k'shobes Rebbe. There was once a story with the shivcha of Rebbe, Shetavla, she went to the mikvah, v'alsa, she came out of the mikvah, v'nimta etzem ben shineha, and she had a bone stuck in her teeth. And v'tzvich Rebbe tefila acheres. Rebbe made her go to the mikvah again. V'zitza chatzitza, even inside the mouth. How could that be? So the Gemara says, nehi, it's true. D'bias mayim lo ba'inan. You don't have to open your mouth when you go to the mikvah. A woman today, when she goes to the mikvah, does not open her mouth. Right? The women have a minhag, not to have the mouth so tight, but they don't have to open their mouth. However, makom roy lava bo mayim be'inan. But you need the ability. If the water were to come in the mouth can't have a chatzitza. That's what you need.
Without getting into all the
because
of tevila. So if they have braces or something.
So like braces, it's all these shilas come up with that. Dentures, all these shilas come up with a woman has to go. You have to ask a rav.
Fillings.
Moshe has tshuvas about it. It's not a simple thing. We're not talking about things like that.
Right.
We're not talking about things like that. Yes. Same thing with ears. What? Same thing with ears. People have how deep into the ear. It's the big shilas. Big shilas. The bottom line is, I don't have an answer to those questions. I have to go ask a Rav.
Right.
But it has to be a makom roi for the water to go in, even though the water doesn't have to go in. That's a famous principle in Shas. It's Rav Zera's principle, Kidra of Zera. The Amr of Zera. There's a rule. Kol haroi labila. If it's roi for bila, that when you bring a carbon mincha, you have to bring enough. You can't bring too much flour so that you can't mix it with the oil. Okay, that's the rule. I think it's 60 parts of flour to oil. Call a roi labila. If you're able to do the oil, ain bila makeves bo. You don't have to do the mixing. You don't have to. V'she'ena roi labila. But if you can't mix it because there's too much flour and there's not enough oil and it won't mix well, then bila makevispo. Then the bila is makev. So too over here. If you have a chatzitza in the mouth, the tevil is makev. If you have that there is no chatzitza, and it's roi for have the water, then the ain water is makev. Ain mayim is makev. That's a famous rule in Shas. Okay? It has to be roy. I'm not. Yes. Yeah. Basically, yes. Okay. Very good. Okay. Now the Gemara says, in case you didn't have enough of this topic, kitanoi. It's a machlokas tanoim. What's a machlokas tanoim? So Rashi says on top, Sritz de beitzim ihavi mum goli. If Sritz beitzim is a mum goli or not. In case you didn't have enough of this Gemara, we have more. It's really a machlokas tanoim, this issue. It's a machlokas tanoim. It says in the Torah, Uma'uch, v'kasos, v'natuk, v'charos. These are four different ways of saying that somehow the beitzim of a person is a person or an animal?
An animal.
That's four different ways of saying somehow there's some kind of mum over here.
You can't use it as a carbon.
Why not? What's wrong with it? The beitzim are crushed and broken and separate. All these different kinds of ways of saying something about the beitzim, right? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Kulam bebeitzim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Beitzim. Bebeitzim. Velo begid. But only the beitzim and not the gid. Not the member. Ella. Kulam af bebeitzim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, both. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. No. Kulam begid. They all apply to the gid.
And not the beitzim?
Correct. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Moch v'kasos af bebeitzim. Natok v'karos begid in bebeitzim lo. So what do you see? It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, right? Yeah.
Do you know who
Pascal is? No, I don't. What do you need to know that for? Next. So we started out talking about how you acquire a wife. Then from there we went to how you acquire avadim. Now how you acquire animals. We're going down in the food chain. Right? So wife comes first. Then slaves, now animals. Right? So a behema gasa is a big animal. Nicknames bimisira. That's acquired with misira. What does misira mean? You have, what?
Hand it over.
Right. No, not move it. Hand it over. What do you hand over?
The reins.
Right.
Gives it over.
The hadaka, but a small animal, the hagba. Pick it up. Divrei Reb Meir. That's Reb Meir Shita. You see from Reb Meir that hagba is a big toast that discusses this, that hagba is better than Mesira. Hagba I prefer. Right? If I could pick it up, pick it up. You can't pick it up. I can't lift it. It's a hippopotamus. The Gemara's having a minute about the elephants. You can't pick it up. Okay, so do Mesira. Isn't that clear? That according to Reb Meir, Hagba is better? Isn't that obvious?
That makes more sense.
What?
It makes more sense.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Rabbi Elezer v'chachamim omer, the behema daka niknes b'meshicha. It can be acquired with meshicha. What's meshicha?
Pulling
it in some direction. So what do they hold? What about Hagba?
Sure.
They didn't say a word. They just said meshicha. So it's clearly a machlokas, right? So here we go. Darash Rav Dig Bikimichunya.
It wouldn't meshicha, wouldn't Hagba be a form of meshicha? You're moving the animal.
No, because you can't do hakba. No, because you can't do hakba on an elephant. You can
do
meshicha on an elephant.
I'm talking about this animal here that we're talking about.
Right. So you're saying that. What are you saying that hakba is a form of meshicha? You're saying.
Yeah, it's moving. The
interesting,
animal.
Right? Because you're moving it. So what's the difference if I move it like pulling it,
or
smacking it, or pushing it, or picking it up? Okay, yeah. Interesting. Could be. So Darish Rav Ka Bikiminchunya. This person said from the name of a place, Behema Gasa, nicknames b'meshicha. Also, a behema gasa now, a big animal, can be acquired with meshicha. Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said mesira.
Right?
Ashkechinu l'shmuel tamidei derav, amalahu, he said, mi amar rav, behema gasa, niktas b'meshicha, a behema gasa can be acquired with meshicha, v'anan b'mesira tanan, but our Mishnah said mesira. So, v'rav nami b'mesira amar. And Rav also once said, it could be given over with Mesira. Hadar be mehahi? Did Rav take that back? Did Rav change his mind? Could be, but did he do that? So, who the Amar ki haitana? No, this is a different brisa. The Tanya, the Chachamim Omrim, Zu v'zu, nicknames b'meshicha. They could both. What's both? A behema gasa and a behema daka can both be acquired with Meshicha. Reb Shimon Omer, Zu v'zu b'hagba. They could both be required, with Hagba. How do you acquire a behema gasa with Hagba? How do you do that? The Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. How do you do that? So now, let's let you know, we have four shitas now. We have a minute, if time. We're going to go through the four shitas. So according to Reb Meir and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, a behema gasa is with Mesira,
right.
Dafka. I'm sorry, a Mesira. And a behema daka, hagba. That's what we said in the Mishnah. Number two, according to the Chacham in the Mishnah, I read the Mishnah wrong. It should be divrei Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Eliezer. I read it wrong, I'm sorry. Then the Chachamim have a different shita. What do the Chachamim say? Behema gasa is with Mesira. They don't dispute that. They agree with that. But a daka is with Meshicha. Number three, according to the Chacham of the Brisa, whether it's a behema gasa or a behema daka, it's acquired with Meshicha. And Rav Shimon, the most difficult, he said both animals are acquired with Hagba. Okay? So, the Gemara
is... I understand. Mesira, is that done by the previous owner or the new owner?
Who's it done by?
Yeah, because all the others are obviously done by the new owner.
No, it has to be done by the owner, no?
Owner to new owner.
The new owner.
Has to be the new owner. Both of them. All cases. Maskif la Rav Yosef Elameata Pil L'Rab Shimon B'me Yikne. An elephant, according to Rav Shimon, how are you going to pick that up? How are you going to do that? Right? Amale Abaya B'Chalipin. Why can't you pick it up with Chalipin? What's Chalipin? Chalipin means we exchange an item and that acquires a kinyan. Again, in America, there's no such thing as a kinyan without a purchase. There's no such thing. I want to walk into a store and I want to buy a new cell phone. So I'll give him my kerchief and he'll give me the cell phone. There's no such thing like that in America. In America, you have to pay for things. And in the Torah, you also have to pay for things. You have to pay for things. That's a promise to pay. That's fine. But here, how are you transferring ownership of the elephant? By giving a pencil.
Right.
That's not a barter. I'm not trading the elephant with a pencil. That's not worth it. Elephants are worth a lot, and a pencil is worth a nickel. It's just the way the ownership is transferred. It's unrelated to paying for it. In America, there's no such thing. In halacha, there's a machlokas in the Gemara whether money can make a kinyan, which we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Tomorrow, one of the Amorim's going to say, of course, by the way, we have to pay for it. I think Shmuel tomorrow is going to say that. Don't think you don't have to pay for it. Of course you have to pay for it. It's a funny concept that as Americans, you don't just walk in and we're going to transfer. Not to transfer. Chalipin. Chalipin just transfers the elephant from his rishus to my rishus. Now, if a truck comes and hits the elephant, whose loss is it? Well, who owned it? Well, there was no kinyan. Yeah, but he paid for it. But paying is not a kinyan. In America, there's no such thing like that. Right. You paid for it, it's not mine anymore. You paid for it. Right?
No matter where it is,
it doesn't make a difference in America.
Just chalipin is good enough also?
So why not? So chalipin, you can marry a woman. We had the question, can you marry a woman with a chalipin? Right? This is why wasn't that in the Mishnah, right? So yes.
You don't think that's said before you transfer money is the new owner?
Yes. Yes. Well, now, is chalipin a valid kinyan? Yes. Does it work by elephants? Abaya said yes.
That's how you pay something.
Right. That's how you sell your chametz. You do chalipin.
No,
chalipin. Well, you pick the guy comes and picks up all the chametz.
So when you sell the chametz, you pick up the hell.
That's chalipin.
You go to a rabbi, you pick up a handkerchief.
That's chalipin.
And then what do you do with that handkerchief, by the way?
Give back to the rabbi.
You give it back to him. That's called kinyan chalipin. Again, in America, there's no such thing like that. In the Torah, it's all about the Choshen Mishpah people. They're very into kinyanim. Everything's kinyanim, right? How come Eliezer, when he came to marry Rivka, they're busy with kinyanim. Everything's kinyanim, so, right? So the point is, you need a kinyan to transfer ownership. That's unrelated to paying for it. No one gives things away for free. It makes it sound like, oh, you got to give him a kerchief and he gives me the elephant. Elephant's probably a very expensive item, right? The answer is, we're not talking about paying for it. We're just talking about transferring the ownership. How do you transfer the ownership of an elephant? If you hold it, it has to do with hagbah. How do you do that? The answer is chalipin. That's not hagbah. That's a new thing. So Rav Shimon said, chalipin. So the Gemara asks, how do you pick up an elephant?
And chalipin.
And chalipin. Well, no, not and, because you can't pick up an elephant.
How you do it. Chalipin is, right? It's a kinyan.
Inami or besocher es mekomo. You rent the space where the elephant is. The elephant's outside the barn, whatever you call it, the elephant pen. I'll rent that space, so mimela I get the elephant. Again, that's not hagbah. Right. Listen, Rav Shimon realized that a very heavy animal can't be acquired with hagbah. He knew that. So the question is, why did he say that?
Yeah.
What kind of shita? He's not a fool. He was talking about Shimon Bayechai. He knew that you can't acquire large animals by picking them up. He knew you can't pick up an elephant. So what was he saying? I'm not 100% sure what he was saying. What was he driving at? He knew that.
Where's the Ever Shayach?
It's Ever Shayach, because the Gemara gives an elephant as an extreme case. Even a cow you can't pick up. It's too heavy. Mm-hmm. Nobody can lift that. Right? So, Reb Zera Amar, I'm not sure what Reb Zera is saying over here. Maybe Arba Kalim, bring four Kalim, Umeinichim Tachas Raglov, well, you bring four buckets, turn them upside down, have the elephant come on, stand on top of the buckets, right? Beniach tachas raglov, and put the four buckets under the 4 feet of the elephant, so that the elephant is now resting on four kalim. It could be, right?
Could be. It doesn't have to be.
And that's how you acquire the elephant.
It doesn't have to be standing. I could put the feet inside the kalim.
In the chedami, or inside the buckets, right? Inside big, bucket. Large bucket,
right?
100%. So, right. So, now you want to tell 1 second? Shmas minah that kalev shalokeach birishus mocher kona lokeach. That where is this happening? Yeah. It's taking place now. You see from here that the kalev of the buyer in the property of the seller is a valid kinyan. That's a machlokas and baba basta that never got resolved. Now you're resolving it over here in kedushin on daf chav dahei. Is that what you're doing? No. Hachav ma'eskinon besimta. No, we're in some neutral area. We're in a neutral area. A simta is like this. Not a rishus harabim, not a rishus yachid. It's a neutral area. There it'll work. You're right. We're not taking a stand on that machlokas in Bobasra. There's no answer to that question. It's a neutral area. A simta.
That's how you accomplish your hadvah?
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Correct. Right. Inami or another option. I'm not sure about this option either. Chavile Zemoros are straw, right? Bundles of straw. So what happens? Bundles. Rashi says, "Hagavohim min haaretz." You pick them. They're high. They're high. Right? It's a mound. A mound of hay, right? But it's harder than hay. So when you step on it, you don't sink into it, right? Hagbo'im min ha'aretz, shlosha tvachim, umolichin alehem, you lead the animal, the elephant, onto the hay. Da'agbo'is shlosha tvachim hagbo'hi, that's considered hagbo'. That's how you do hagbo'. You can't pick it up with your hands, it's too heavy.
D'nafkalei mitar is
lavud. So you go out, right? By the way, there's like massive rishonim. What does Rashi mean by that? Who may have brought up Lovett over here?
Lovett's an Arabic.
Right. Lovett's a din. That's something close to the it's connected. So what thing? If the elephant, if the Zemoros would be within three Tvachim, then it wouldn't be Akba? You have to pick it up over three Tvachim? That's only because you have to show ownership. Who made up a rule, you have to pick up something, even if it's light, even if it's a cell phone, you have to pick it up over three Tvachim to get out of Lovett? That's a funny Rashi. You need to Hezber, right? Then you go out of Taurus Lavud, right? Okay. So I always said I wanted to write a sefer, and I wanted to collect all the Gemaras about elephants throughout Chas, and I want to name the sefer. It's going to be called Mili de Pili, right? Mili de Pili. By the way, I wouldn't be surprised if someone ever did that. Collect all the Gemaras and all the Rishonim, all the Lumbas, the elephants. Ten times in Shabbat. Not for Purim, for legit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. No, a real safer. If the elephants appear 10 times in Shabbat.
After you learn all the insects, until they fly.
That one, someone comes out with that one, they come out with another one called that. To compete, right? Okay, very good. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.